Good afternoon, Paul.
Kim, has Mark Olson gone over the top with his claims today?
Well, I think he has. I mean, it is really scaremongering at its worst to say that people have got a risk of catching AIDS through having surgical procedures at the hospital. Now, that's not to say we don't have problems there. And as you know, we have had issues with sterilisation and times in which that equipment has been contaminated. But those have been picked up. The four patients have been operated on, and no contaminated instruments, to my knowledge, have been used on patients at the hospital.
But he raises issues here that have gone wrong during operations. Specific issues, he says, raised with him by nurses. Were you aware of them?
I have been aware of a couple of them, and I don't think there's been all that many. I saw the list that he put out. Some of them were ones we knew, some of them not, but they're really due to issues that happen with wrong instruments being there. So they're not things that increase the risk of getting HIV. I think that's a totally unrelated subject. We have been having trouble with the service that's been provided by Serco in sterilisation at the hospital. They do lots of other contracts that they're doing well, but that one not so good. And so we have been managing them intensely. We've now got some of our health staff working through with them, and the service has improved considerably. Now, we will make the decision in the not-too-distant future as to whether they continue with that component of the contract or whether the state government takes it back. At the end, it's about patient safety, and we've got to make sure we get it right.
Yeah, when public hear things like bone chips being found on a drill bit that's meant to have been sterilised, that pretty much destroys public confidence, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, I was extremely disturbed to hear that myself. So now we have not only their staff, but our health staff, checking all those instruments before they go into sterilisation to make sure they're all clear. And now we shouldn't have to do that. That should be part of the contract, to have the staff there to do that service. But we're going to keep doing that until we're confident that they are doing it correctly. Otherwise, we'll take over doing it ourselves.
Are you satisfied that Serco's up to the job?
Well, I'm yet to make a decision on that. I'm very satisfied with the job they're doing in most of the other areas when they've got a contract. They are doing it as well as you could possibly expect. But in that particular area, no, I'm not satisfied, and we'll be making the decision on what they do that. The standard now, the advice I've just had recently, is that it's improved enormously and the job is being done well. But that's with our staff support, so we've got to see what we do from now on.
You conceded earlier that public confidence would have been dented by what people hear today. Are you therefore prepared to offer people tests just to clarify this issue?
Well, we don't. I mean, anybody can go to their own GP and get a test done if they are concerned. There's nothing that stops anybody getting a test. But we're not about to go out and do public tests for those who've had operations, because the advice that I've been given is that there is no risk to any patient who's had surgery at the hospital of catching HIV because of those issues. So that's the advice I have, and I trust it.
Well, what do you think people should do then who have had operations at Fiona Stanley and have today been told by the head of the nurses' union that they may have contracted a communicable disease?
Well, the head of the nurses' union is wrong. And I've heard that since then the AMA have come out, and Michael Gannon as the president, and said the same things that I'm saying, that it is irresponsible of him to be making claims like that and that it is not true.
Who's responsible for these problems that have dogged the start of surgical services at Fiona Stanley?
At the end of the day, I bear responsibility for everything. The reality is we've got two things happening. One is a very strong team approach. So all our senior staff at Fiona Stanley Hospital, the Acting Director General in the Department of Health, and my ministerial team work tirelessly to make sure we're across all of those issues that have arisen. And in this case, it's a private company that we're contracted to that's not providing a standard. And all we can do is, within the terms of the contract, make sure that they comply with their requirements, but also in addition to that, we've made sure we've provided our staff to ensure public safety. And I don't know that there's anything more we can do than that, other than take over the service ourselves, and that decision will be made.
Kim, I've been told that senior people in the government think that political games are being played and they're behind much of the bad news that's coming out from Fiona Stanley Hospital. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't agree or disagree with it. I have been told by some journalists that that is the case, but to be honest, I'm just getting on with doing the job that we've got to do. We've got a huge amount of work to do in managing the health system. We get 2 million patients a year in one way or the other present to our doors. We've got 45,000 staff and an $8 billion a year health business. So I've got a lot of work to do in managing all those things, and I don't really have the time to be sitting back contemplating the criticisms we get and why and where we get them.
Yeah, but in terms of public confidence, the public's got a right to know whether this stuff is real or whether people are playing games.
Look, I don't think it's fair of me to say that it's people playing games when we do have issues going on. We do have things that aren't going as well as we would like. Our management of oncology is not as good as we'd like. Our management of bowel disease is not as good as we would like. There are things that we've got to be answerable for. So I can't go blaming everybody else who says something. It does bother me when people say things that are scaremongering, and it does bother me when people continually come out saying the same things over and over just because of the media aspect that gets. But we do have problems, and it's my job to sort them.
Okay, finally, would a new minister have a better chance of fixing this mess than you?
Well, I don't think there's anyone who's got my experience. Both as I'm the longest serving health minister in Australia, and I've been a GP in the past. So I hope I've got the knowledge to be able to do the job well. At the end, it's not me who decides that. I've just got to get on and do the job that I've got.
Thanks for talking to us today.
All right. Thanks, Paul.